The success of Team GB has certainly had a great effect on uniting the country. But my next guest wants to take it one step further and unite the entire world. Peter Simmons is the man behind a project to create the world's largest photograph. It's a massive undertaking and it starts this weekend in Wales. And Peter's here with me at the moment. I'm intrigued by this now, Peter. I really am. You're very welcome, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Where did this come from then? You wanted to create the world's largest photograph.
It came from an idea of just having a picture of a million of something.
Right.
And what does actually a million look like?
Yeah.
And then it stemmed from I'd like to see a photo. It was roughly around the time of the Egypt riots last year.
Right.
Last January. Yeah. And I heard a commentator mention that there was a million people in this square.
Right.
And I thought, well, really? Is there?
Yeah.
How do you know? How can you calculate a million people?
Yes.
Just by looking at them. So I wanted to find out definitively what a million people look like.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see the photo. I wanted to see a photo of a million people. And the only way of actually finding out is to do it myself. So that's
good
where...
That's where the idea came from.
Yeah.
But it's you've based the idea on a mathematical sequence. This is where you lost me now. I was looking at this, you know. But you say it's quite simple.
Yeah, so we based the project on the Fibonacci sequence.
The what?
The Fibonacci sequence.
All right.
So it's a mathematical equation from the 12th century, from Fibonacci.
Right.
And if you calculate, we needed to get to a million, and instead of just turning up somewhere and saying, I'd like to take a picture of a million people,
yeah,
we have to find a process that would allow us to get there.
Right.
So with the Fibonacci sequence, there's base numbers are 1 and 1. If you add those together, it will give you the answer for the next. So 1 and 1 is 2, and then 1 plus 2 is 3, and then 2 plus 3 is 5. So the preceding two numbers will give you the answer. And then so you keep adding the two numbers together, it would give you the answer to the third. And in 31 numbers, so we're going to take 31 photographs altogether.
31, yeah.
31. The first number is 1, and the 31st number is just over 1.3 million people. So that's the aim.
Going up in those sequences of 1 plus 1 is 2,
yeah,
and 1 plus 2 is 3.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to 31, you've covered it all.
Yeah, and then it's up to 1.3 million. And then we're going to stitch each individual photo together and form an abstract spiral. So it will go around in a spiral. So the people will be standing in triangle formations.
Right.
And then that will create the actual image itself.
Well, I've got a kind of an image in front of me now. It looks like a pyramid. Well, half of it looks like a pyramid and the other one is more complicated slightly.
Yeah, it's the actual shape is a Fibonacci spiral.
Right.
So we're just creating an abstract version of that. And then it will continue and continue. So altogether with the 31 pictures, it will be 3.5 million people. And then we start the project on Sunday in Cardiff, and then we hope to travel all around the world.
You're going to travel personally?
Yes, to take these photos.
You took the question from my mouth. I was going to ask, who's going to take these photographs? I thought you had friends around the world or something.
No, you're
going to do it.
I'm the installation artist. The first photos are taken by Claire Kern. So she's our photographer for the first 12 right. photos in Cardiff.
Right.
And then we hope for Claire to stay with the project. And then the technology involved to take some of these photos will need aerial photography.
Right.
Initially, we're going to be raised in a crane to take those photos. So there'd be a 32-metre crane in Cardiff.
And Sapphire Gardens?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I was going to ask where you're going to take the photograph from. So, it's going to be up in this crane.
Yeah, all the photos are from an aerial point of view, directly above the triangle,
right,
or the apex of the square. So we're only filling out half.
So in that triangle that you're taking, there will be people.
Yeah.
I see. And then the math starts from there.
And then the math starts from there. So every picture will fill the next picture with that number of people.
Yeah. How do you join them together then? How does one photograph relate to the other?
How we stitch it to the final image.
Yes.
That would be, if we exhibit on a wall, then we'll have individual photos and just place them just
alongside,
on the wall. Or
yeah.
There will be another viewing platform to view the project. So it'll almost be like stylized like Google Earth.
Yes.
So you can zoom in to see an individual face within the picture and then zoom back out to see the entire image. So the idea is so every single person could be seen in this picture. So it's a portrait image, it's like a school photo, but from a very different point of view.
So everywhere you go, you're going to be up in a crane or somewhere higher?
Well, we start off in a crane, and then we're going to need helicopters. And then the idea for the last pictures, right, they're hiring a satellite for the day. or maybe a couple of Goodyear blimps with dozens and dozens of gigapixel cameras all taking pictures of millions of people.
Do you have to pay for that?
Oh yeah, we're looking for support.
I'm not surprised.
For the bigger pictures, the 1.3 million, the one below that is 830,000.
Right, right.
There's two parts of the project. The first one is Cardiff to do the first 12, yeah. And then the next part of the project is every picture thereafter.
Yeah.
So the bigger pictures are, it's going to need government approval to amass that number of people in one spot.
Was there a natural place to go to, or did you just pick these places ad hoc?
Cardiff's been chosen because I was born in Cardiff.
Right.
It's a great place for art and culture.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to be part of a project last year called Big Little City in Cardiff.
Yes.
And I exhibited part of 200 local artists, both amateur and professional, and that showcased what Wales and Cardiff have to offer.
Right. So with all the other places that you're going to take photographs from, do they have a personal association with you?
The next one will. We want the first 12 pictures. And if enough people turn up, we're able to take images 13, 14 and 15.
Right.
The 16th photo, I'd like to go to Poole. I used to live in Poole when I was a child. So I'd like to take a picture there. And I'd like to take a picture of 1,000 people wearing red buoyancy aids. Standing in the water, because also with part of the image itself, the overall image, each photo has a designated colour. Yeah. So when you see the picture, we have red, blue, green, and orange. So when people turn up, they're either in a red photograph, or a blue photograph, or an orange, or green.
All right.
And then that will help with the image. So with the actual image itself, you're going to be seeing triangles, squares. And part of the numbers as well, with if I asked 1,000 people to wear a red T-shirt, you would get maybe some pink, some light red, some dark reds. So I want to see if Fibonacci happens naturally. It's a naturally occurring number within nature.
Right.
It's how photographs are taken. It's to do with facial symmetry. If you Google Fibonacci, it's got endless amounts of information.
Where did you come across Fibonacci then?
I think brainstorming with some friends as
good heavens.
I was looking into stocks and shares. They've got something called the Fibonacci retracement. So it's literally everywhere. Spiral galaxies are formed from a sequence. It's just a number that's out there.
Yes. When is this likely to come to fruition, or when is the end date, as it were?
I'm not sure, actually. I'd like it to be done in 6 years.
6 years?
With the right support, it'd be nice to get it, maybe 4 or even 3. I'd like to do it quickly for it to still be current. The project starts the same day the Olympics finish. So it'd be quite nice to tie into the start of the next Olympics if I can have the last picture on the first day of the next Olympics.
4 years,
that'd be quite spectacular. The whole world has got something to work to apart from the Olympics.
That's right.
The whole world can get behind the Fibonacci project.
Well, as well as talking mathematically, you've been talking artistically, like an artist. But you're not an artist by training, are you?
No. But at the moment, I'm an outdoor pursuits instructor. I'm working in Southampton.
Right. What was your training? In art or maths or something?
All sorts. I've done many, many jobs.
Yeah. I know where your maths come from. What, were you on the cruise ship in the Caribbean?
I was a croupier.
Oh, now we're talking.
So, yeah, I think I've always been fascinated with numbers. But mainly pictures. When we were calculating different bets on roulette tables, instead of trying to work out what 35 17s plus a couple of 8s and a couple of 11s, there's picture bets that you can work by. So it's just building pictures to find a sum. So I think maybe that's where it came from as well.
It's quite extraordinary. And family and friends now, they don't think you've gone slightly bonkers at all. I think
they started off that way. If anything, they can see a direction now.
Yeah, well, this would be quite an achievement, wouldn't it? Are you fairly confident?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to go abroad for some of these photographs?
Most of them will be. As soon as we'd like to take another couple of photos in the UK.
Yeah.
And then we need to start travelling further afield. Due to a lot of environmental impact with gathering so many people around, you see the state of the grass after Glastonbury.
Yes.
So we need a lot of either desert space or hard standing, maybe some airfields. Right. And then we'd like to come back to Glastonbury next year and take a picture with 28,000. And then...
And you really could do, I suppose, with knowing an astronaut, and if he's got a couple of minutes spare, just take a photograph of the window.
I think Richard Branson had some ideas of sending some people into space. Maybe he'd like to get involved.
Well, a letter, you never know. You can only say no. You never know. It's extraordinary. So this Sunday now, coming... Mm-hmm. Sophia Gans, yes. You're up in a crane.
Yeah. Well, I'm not up in the crane. Claire's in the crane.
Claire's in the crane. Yeah. With a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And you want people to come along?
Yeah, we're looking for... we've invited 144 people.
Oh, you've invited 144?
Yeah, there's a lot of invites out there for different youth groups, friends and family. Yeah. And there's a number of sports teams that should be coming along as well. But we're also looking to boost the project. So it'd be nice to take images number 13 and 14. So we'd like, the image 13 is 233 people, image 14 is 377. So if we could get 600 people to turn up, the next picture would be 989, I think, in Dorset. So it would propel us into...
Yeah, you'd be off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, really? We'd be off flying.
Exactly right. It's extraordinary. And there is a motive behind you. You're after sort of a sense of community and a sense of national unity and international unity as well.
Yeah, I'd like to create conversations. I've always been a big talker, and yes. I'm lucky at the moment with my job in the outdoors. I talk all day. I'm either explaining sport or trying to help people. So I'd like to engage in different communities and bring them together. So when they're standing next to each other, they've got a common unity. They've gathered together for an art to be a piece of art. Then through the project, everybody will have something in common. Every country we go to, they'll be doing the exact same thing as somebody else, just in a bigger community.
Well, it's a laudable sort of initiative, really. I have to say, congratulations on that. So 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock it is.
Yes.
The Fire Gardens on Sunday. It all starts from there. It starts from Wales. And what we're doing is building up the world's largest photograph. I'll say we, the royal we. But actually, it's Peter Simmons doing that. And it's his initiative. I wish you well with it.
Thank you very much.
Let us know, you know, whenever it's convenient for you now over the next 6 years, let us know how you're getting on.
Well, definitely. You can look at it. We've got a Facebook page. We've got Twitters.
Right.
We've put the art in Fibonacci. So it's FIBONARTCCI. We've got a .com, so there's plenty of places that people can find out about us.
Yeah, I'm going to look up Fibonacci now. Yeah, it's intriguing. Peter, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.